In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the 21st day of the blessed month of Akiak. May God enter the goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord. O my Father and my brethren, Amen. On this day, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the Pure Lady, the Virgin Saint Mary, the Mother of Light, the Mother of the Savior of the world. Her intercession be with us, Amen. On this day also, Saint Barnabas, one of the 70 apostles, was martyred. He was from the tribe of Levi. His ancestors left Judah long before he was born and moved to the island of Cyprus. His name was Joseph, our Lord, to whom the glory gave him the name of Barnabas, which means son of encouragement or consolation. When he called him to become an apostle, he received the gift of the Holy Spirit in the upper room with the disciples. He preached the gospel with them and witnessed to the name of the Christ. He had a field which he sold and brought the price and placed it at the feet of the apostles. The apostles honored him for his many virtues and for his honesty. When St. Paul believed in the Lord Christ, St. Barnabas presented him to the rest of the disciples in Jerusalem. 3 years after his conversion, St. Barnabas told the apostles how the Lord appeared to St. Paul near Damascus and attested to his zeal before them. The apostle accepted St. Paul in their fellowship. The Holy Spirit said to the disciples, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called him." St. Paul and St. Barnabas traveled together to many countries preaching the name of the Lord Christ. When they entered Lystra, and St. Paul healed the man who was crippled from his mother's womb, the people of Lystra thought that they were gods, and they brought oxen and garlands to the gates, intending to sacrifice them at the feet of the apostles. St. Paul and St. Barnabas forbade them and rejected the glory of men. They tore their clothes, saying that they were men with the same nature as they. After they traveled together to many cities, they were separated from each other. St. Barnabas took with him St. Mark and went to Cyprus. They preached there and converted many people to the faith of the Lord Christ and baptized them. The Jews resented them, so they falsely accused them before the governor. They sided with Barnabas, St. Barnabas, and brutally beat him. Then they stoned him and finally burned his body with fire. Thus his strife was completed and he received the crown of martyrdom. After the people had left, St. Mark came and carried the body, wrapped it, and placed it in a cave of Cyprus. St. Mark then went to Alexandria to preach there. The prayers of the two apostles be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.